You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here. And like the man said, hosting Right Side Radio every day, Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. on WVNN, the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama. And the biggest show across the afternoons in North Alabama is this one, Right Side Radio, where we like to say, like the man just said a moment ago, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, I'm excited to bring a friend of mine on the show, somebody who I served for 8 years with in the state Senate. And Dick Brubaker is literally a guy who stands on principle, and doesn't matter who I've seen it. It doesn't matter about party politics. If Dick believes in something, he goes after it. And Dick Brubaker is a Republican. He was elected first to the House of Representatives, served District 75. Then he served for a number of years in the state Senate. He and I both got out at the same time, and went back to the private sector, where he is the CEO and president of Brubaker Motors, which has a number of dealerships in the Montgomery area. Last I checked, I think he has Brubaker Kia, Brubaker Infiniti, and Brubaker Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Fiat. So, my brother Dick Brubaker, thank you for coming on Right Side Radio. How are you today, buddy?
Man, I am great. Thanks for letting me be on your show. You sound good on the radio. You got a good radio voice.
Dick, they gave me a microphone. What were they thinking?
I don't know, man. That's dang. But I'm glad you're on. We need a few conservatives on the radio.
Well, I appreciate that, and it has been good. It's certainly been an outlet. Hey, before we go any further, too, Dick, I cleared this with you. I just want to say thank you. I know your family has been dealing with having a deployed son in the military. Your son is out there doing God's work and going hard places to do hard things, and I'm thankful for that, and I appreciate you.
Yeah, well, I will pass that along to him next time I see him. He loves it. I tell you, he has done some hard things. And I respect him a lot.
Well, and you and I used to talk about that and sort of compare notes, and so yeah. Anyway, thank you for that, and yeah, give him my regards. But hey, listen, Dick. What brought all this to my attention was the other day President Biden did his vaccine mandate speech. And soon thereafter, I actually saw a tweet from you, because you and I follow each other on social media, but I saw a tweet from you that said something to the effect of, as a businessman who has many employees, you don't intend to follow through on this mandate, and it's not your job to get between them and their doctor, I think is something like what you said. Give me your thoughts on this.
Well, you know, just as a, I mean, my family's been in the car business a long time, and these business relationships you have with employees are important, and one of the important things about it are the limits to it. I mean, there are things that are just not appropriate for employers to do, and to tell someone, I'm going to take away your livelihood if you make a different health care choice than I think you should, I mean, it's just wrong. It's un-American.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I totally agree, and it's really going to wind up pitting employers against their employees in some cases, because we're already seeing it. I mean, right now, I've got an article I haven't even had a chance to touch yet for today's show. One hospital just had to cancel all of its labor and delivery for new births because they had so many of their labor and delivery nurses quit because they don't want to get vaccinated. And it's just, it's unreal.
Well, and, you know, I am no anti-vaxxer. I mean, I'm vaccinated, my family is. But, you know, that's a choice we made.
And sure.
It is. It's also very strange that the government wants to do a vaccine mandate. And I think, you know, in the past, the government has done vaccine mandates, but the government's always been the one who enforced it. They've never passed a mandate and then told the employers, not only do you have to enforce it, if we find there's been a violation, we're not going to find the person that didn't get vaccinated. We're going to find the business for giving him a job.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
absolutely
a bizarre way to approach that.
It's very bizarre. And you know, I think we're going to find, too, that they're going to put, the plan right now is they're going to put OSHA in charge of enforcement. And OSHA is allowed to apparently issue what they call emergency testing procedures. And yet OSHA has been struck down twice in the courts for trying to do something similar. And I just can't imagine this thing not being defeated in the courts.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, because there is some legal precedent for government mandated vaccines going all the way back to the polio epidemic. But this is different in using, you know, there was no law passed. This is being done under the president's administrative rule authority, which is different. And asking employers to police it is certainly new ground. And I hope the courts will strike it down, because where does it stop?
No, he's exactly right. I mean, if executive orders have the ability to take people out of their jobs, then that is absolutely going beyond the pale. And I tell you what else is too kind of funny, Dick. I mean, if you read between the lines, really you don't have to read between the lines, he said it. President Biden said he was making his decree as to executive branch employees. Another article I've got here in front of me shows that Congress and the Supreme Court, their staff and their members are all exempt. This does not apply to them.
Well, you know, one of the beefs that conservatives have had with Congress for a long time is a lot of the things that they pass for you and me to live under don't apply to them. I mean, the Affordable Care Act is, you know, the example par excellence. You know, congressmen don't have to buy health insurance under the same rules you and I do. This is just one more example of them themselves from an unpopular mandate.
No, it's exactly right. And in fact, what's crazy is we have Nancy Pelosi on record saying there will be no mandates. She cannot see that they even have the authority to do that. And then you had President Biden said the exact same thing, but apparently did a complete flip-flop. Or maybe somebody has told him, this, go read the teleprompter and just read whatever it says. I don't know yet. But all said and done, he comes out as the alleged person who's going to unify the country, and he is divided, I think, in more ways than one. But Dick, how many employees do you have, Dick, among all your dealerships and business interests?
Well, I think currently we're not quite at the 100 limit, and I'm going to go to some trouble to make sure we don't get there.
Well, see, that was my point.
But it's I'll tell you, Phil, if this school government, like on the OSHA rules, if they drop it to 50, they've done in the past on rules like, they start with bigger companies and work their way down. We'll be, no matter what I do, probably in a year, if it stands.
Now, I do believe that there's going to be a number of different attorneys general that are going to wind up getting involved in this, probably putting a cabal together to take it to task and go to court. But you make a great point. The thing you just said was where I was about to go, Dick. I think this is going to not only put some people out of work, I think it's going to prevent some people from having work that could have had a job, because the employers are going to try and keep their numbers below the threshold to not have to deal with this. That's what I think is really going to happen. You just said it, and I agree with you. I think many people are going to do that.
You're looking at $14,000 per violation. Technically, if you have an unvaccinated individual who works for you for 7 business days, that's $14,000 per day. Not the individual would owe, but the business owner would through the federal government. And business people will do whatever it takes to avoid that fine. But nobody wants to. I mean, I don't want to fire people that are working 20 years in some cases, but trying to get a vaccine.
No.
I mean, it's crazy.
It's absolutely crazy. It defies common sense, but it also defeats productivity. It's right smack in the middle of an economic upswing, finally. And the idea that he's going to wind up taking this and slapping this hit on an employer's. And by the way, there's going to be times, too, where the employer cannot control what has happened, because maybe they do a temp-to-hire program like Honda. The Honda plant here in Alabama does temp-to-hire. You come in under a staffing company for the first 6 months before you're allowed to be hired full-time. So who's going to wind up facing the penalties there? Is it Honda, or is it going to wind up being the staffing company? And then what about the staffing company who doesn't control the day-to-day operations, and they've got 1,000 employees all over the state in different employer groups? They have to manage every single one of them. It's going to be completely unmanageable for some employers to handle.
Well, and it's also, you know, don't get me wrong, COVID is serious, it's dangerous, and I encourage the people who work for me to get vaccinated. But that's as far in a business relationship as I'm willing to go. I'll be honest with you, I don't drug test for the same reason. Now, if you have a workplace accident, then I have cause, then I'll drug test. But as far as randomly drug testing people that work for me, I don't do it. I think it's outside the proper business relationship that I have with these individuals. And this is grotesque violation of trust to ask us to enforce something as controversial as this vaccine is.
It's controversial. It's polarizing. It's experimental. And I'm like you. I'm not anti-vax. I've been saying all along, I'm not going to discuss my personal vaccine status on the air. I don't think it's appropriate. But nonetheless, I'll tell you right now, I'm not opposed to it. Make your reasonable decision. Talk to your medical care provider and make your own decision. But do not tell me that it has to be done. That's absolutely antithetical
to
U.S.
Right. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. The reason that me and my family got vaccinated early is because I have a disabled son that lives with us. Would be very much at risk. But, you know, people got to make their own health care choices. I mean, you know, these are adults. We're not talking about vaccinating children against deadly childhood diseases. We're talking about adults and depriving them of their ability to earn a living. I mean, that's as draconian as it gets.
It really is. Well, listen, brother, this has been great, and I really appreciate you calling in. I miss seeing you. I think almost the whole back row of the state Senate all got out at one time, didn't we?
I don't think we'd be having much fun if we were there now.
No, I don't either. Then again, maybe they wouldn't be having as much fun if we were there now. Who knows? All right,
you're
man.
Right. Well, thanks for letting me be on your show. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, brother. All right, folks, that was State Senator Dick Brubaker, who served the Montgomery area so well in both the House and the Senate for a number of years, extremely conservative individual, an education advocate, and a strong businessman providing a great deal to the Montgomery community. And he's saying right now, he's not anti-vax, but it's also not his job to make his employers get a shot. That is not his role as an employer, in his opinion, and I totally agree with that. All right, folks, we're moving to a short break right now. When we come back from that, I got a little bit more on this topic. Some things you're going to want to know, like for instance, what is the real issue in education? What is the real issue? Right now, AL.com wants you to believe that the big deal we should be talking about is the fact that parents shouldn't have to give consent for their kids to get a shot. Well, how about we pay attention to more important things? Like all of our test scores going down, and Alabama's education being ranked 50th in the nation. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. You can listen to us here on WVNN, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, and also rightsideradio.org. Listen live. We'll be right back after this.